So tomorrow, the town of Amherst is having a board meeting, and I was told that a survey that was conducted by a little over 1,300 residents will be presented to them. And I was also told that you were essentially the head of the survey. Is this true? And what can you tell me about what's going on with it?
Well, I represent a group called the Amherst Concerned Citizens, and we felt that it was important for town residents to have a say in how things are being run and how their tax dollars are being invested. Typically, what you'll see is people come up into the board meeting and they come up and they spend 3 minutes and some people talk, some people yell, and so forth, but nothing really ever gets accomplished in that way. So we felt if we put together a survey with questions created by a bipartisan group of residents and put it out there for a 90-day period, that people would feel free to voice their opinions on how things are being done.
And when this is presented tomorrow, how do you think this will go with the board members? Do you think that they will be open to this? Do you think there will be a little bit of criticism from them?
Well, I think that they will, you know, it's hard to say how they're going to perceive what's going or what the results are. Some of the results are very good. Some of the people are very pleased. A lot of people are very pleased with the police and fire service in the town. The highway department, very good. But when it comes to who the town board represents, people have the choice of saying the residents and businesses or special interests and you know, other parties. And a vast majority of them said special interests. So they don't feel that their tax dollars are being invested wisely and in areas where they felt they need to be invested. So they're going to hear this, and they're going to react probably negatively, but it is what it is. And we think that these questions, there's 21 of them, can be used as a benchmark for another survey that we're going to recommend that they do within the next 60 days. So we'll see how things have improved. We have had discussions with Supervisor Culpa. He has been open to a lot of our recommendations, and we'll announce a couple of those tomorrow at the board meeting. So I think there is a willingness on the board's part to listen to what we're saying and make changes in how things are being done.
All right, and then just one final question for you. Is there anything about this that maybe you want people to take away from that's the most important message, or just something that maybe I didn't touch up in general?
Well, I want them to feel that they have a voice in their government. I mean, we have seen things that we have done, like the petition for the permissive referendum for musical fair. That was successful, and we prevented the bonding out of over $10 million to put on the town's credit card to stop that from going forward. We've seen the Article 78 at Westwood that stopped the Buffalo Niagara Heritage Museum from being moved, which would have cost millions of dollars. So I think, you know, people are starting to get the feeling that if it's done right and it's done in a professional way, that their voices can be heard and they're willing to participate in how their government is being run.